from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Live from the Twin Peaks studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Joe Fortenbaugh is a former radio host in San Francisco in the Bay Area. He's on ESPN now. He's probably one of their top gambling experts out there.
Yeah,
he's really
Meltzer
good.
And I used to have him on a lot, actually.
Who did?
Meltzer and I.
Oh, did
used
you?
To have him on a lot in the midday.
Yeah, he's really
so
good.
Some of our listeners, most of our listeners back then were probably college kids. So some of those guys actually wake up in the morning now and probably listen to the morning show.
Maybe. I hope so.
Yeah.
It'd be good. Joe Fortenbaugh is excellent, I think. He's really good. He was on, looked like he was substituting on First Take yesterday. So he was on First Take. And they asked him, which team do you think could be a big disappointment this year? And Texan fans, if you want to avert your ears, it's up to you. But he says you're Houston Texans.
I'm going to take the Houston Texans. I'm going to say they missed the playoffs this year.
Ooh.
You start with the fact that everybody loves the Houston Texans. Yeah, that's how they built Caesar's Palace out in Las Vegas, because everybody with the exact same opinion often works. But that's just the joke part of it, right? They're a 10-win team from last year. You peel back a lot of what they did. There's reason to believe some regression could be coming. Everyone is very fixated on CJ Stroud's fantastic. D'Amico Ryan's fantastic. Sky, 5 years, it's stock you want to own. Next year, I think there's a step back. Number one, 7-3 in one-score games last year. That's an outlier performance. That regresses to the mean. It means you end up losing more games next year. Number two, top five in turnover differential. There's no stat that predicts wins and losses more than turnovers. The turnover differential falls back, and they were on the outlier side of the spectrum. If that falls back, you have losses there as well. Another thing no one really talks about when we just gush over this team, which, again, they deserve a lot of it, they had a very easy schedule last year. They have a top seven schedule in terms of difficulty this year. Targets on their back. People are coming for them. So you go ahead and you take a tougher schedule. You take a couple indicators that probably aren't going to break their way. One-score games comes back to earth. Turnover differential comes back to earth. They did add Steph Diggs. There's a lot to like about them. Again, 3 and 5 years out. I think that's the team that, keep in mind, in that division, Jacksonville's a buy low for me, and I think Indianapolis is going to be right in the hunt, too. And if you miss winning through the division, you got to grab a wild card spot. And competing for 1 of 3 wild card spots in the AFC, it's a tall order.
Okay. Makes a lot of good points, and makes points that appeal to my sensibilities. It would make sense because he's a fellow degenerate gambler. Things like the one-score games regressing, the turnover differential regressing, and he's right.
Right.
I'm surprised how few people point out the difficulty of the Texans' schedule when they analyze the Texans.
You know, one thing that's kind of strange this year, Sean, and why I'm not as worried about the relative strength of schedule stuff, is that most of the teams that you look at as potential contenders or teams to worry about in the AFC actually they're in the top in the difficulty of schedule segment. The Ravens are, the Browns are, the Bills are, Kansas City is just on the easy side. They've got the 12th easiest schedule.
Yep.
But there's not a lot of the contenders in the AFC that have a really easy schedule. So some of that balances out as iron sharpens iron around the league. The other part of it, too, is that Yes, the preseason strength of schedule usually changes drastically by virtue of a couple bad teams being good and a couple bad teams, good teams being bad.
Yes.
So I don't worry about that right this moment. Now, if you're trying to predict out into the future and gambling and setting a line, then yes, that does matter. So I appreciate everything he was saying about the one score games. I think that sometimes where people make an error with that is in just assuming you're going to have the same number of one score games. It's okay to win by more than one score.
Yes. You know?
And if a team is improved, then it would. So analyzing last year's team, yes, it's very possible that they could have easily missed the playoffs. They could have ended up not even being close to the playoffs if they'd had some bad luck in some of those one score games. You have to look at the offseason changes and additions and the assumed return to health of a good portion of their starters. You know, not that that's 100% guaranteed, that it's not such a slam dunk guarantee that those would be one score games this year if this same team played those last year's games.
Absolutely. I don't think you can mention the luck element of one score games, the luck element of turnover differential, without mentioning the bad luck element of all the injuries they suffered last year.
Yeah.
I think
you're
being disingenuous in your analysis if you don't put that in there, Joe Fortenbaugh. And I like Joe a lot. I know Joe. I like him a lot. But I think
you think he's an idiot, Sean.
In this particular case, I thought he brushed by something. Two things: the injury issue, and just the kind of the casual mention of the addition of Diggs, as if the Texans didn't do some major things in the offseason to improve the team. Like, they are not going into this season against a tougher schedule with the exact same group of players that went 10-7 last year. They significantly upgraded the wide receiver room with Diggs. They significantly upgraded the pass rush with Danielle Hunter. If Joe Mixon can ever get back on the field, I think they significantly upgraded at the running back position as well. And you add that to what should be better injury luck, and I think this is an improved version of the Texans going against an admittedly much more difficult set of opposing quarterbacks this year.
Yeah, and I do think that it's the additions and the way they spent in free agency, I liked it because for the most part, you know, sometimes the NFL free agency is especially dicey because you don't know how a guy's going to fit into a certain scheme or this or that. The guys that they brought in, you know, you bring in a pass rusher, and generally, even though it's a different scheme, rushing off the edge is rushing off the edge. So Danielle Hunter is going to be that same guy.
Mm-hmm.
You brought in Al Shire, who's already actually played for D'Amico Ryans already and isn't some aging guy that played for D'Amico Ryans. He's still very much in the prime of his career. I think the biggest X factors in terms of it being an actually better team are that Steven Nelson, for all of the weirdness that surrounded him for the last couple of years, he's a solid, dependable, veteran NFL cornerback. I feel really good about Kamari Lassiter, but he's still a rookie and he's still unproven. So we just flat out don't know until we see what we have of them.
Yep. Text message. I'm not trying to be the eternal optimist, but regression is not guaranteed. It's not, and Joe knows that. Joe is a handicapper, so he's playing the percentages. The percentages say that There's a better chance they regress than attain those levels again in those games.
It's a little bit more complicated than that because it's not the same entity. That's now when it comes to turnover rate and everything, I think sometimes people overstate the randomness of it. There are some teams that do a good job forcing turnovers. I actually think the Texans underperformed in that regard, given the way D'Amico's defense is constructed. I think, if anything, they'll actually create more takeaways this year because of an improved pass rush, which is a big turnover yielder.
Yeah.
And then also, if you've got that good pass rush, aside from the strip sacks, you're playing a lot of zone and guys can pounce on it. And the other side of it, something that's very consistent year over year, is quarterbacks and how much they turn the ball over.
Yes.
And I don't think it was an accident that CJ didn't throw many interceptions last year. He got lucky a few times, like every single quarterback does. Every time I bring this up, people will point out some dropped interceptions. Yeah, it happens with every single quarterback in the league. He was very careful with the football last year as a rookie, so I don't worry about that.
I don't, but I think if there's a regression that's negative for the Texans, I think on the turnover side, I actually think there's a better chance that CJ turns the ball over more this year just because he only threw 5 picks all last year. Like, it was a remarkably efficient year in terms of protecting the football. I just think that's a really, really hard number to to be at again this year.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
The one-score games, when you brought up the one-score games also, and it's a great point that they don't have to be one-score games. Some of those games that they were involved in during that stretch, that eight-game stretch where it came down, literally yeah. 8 games in a row came down to the last minute, if not the last play of the game. So many of those games, I think a more experienced team would have put teams away. Like, there's that Bengals game had no business being a one-score game. They're up 10 with the ball,
right,
and CJ throws a near pick six. The Denver Broncos game, which wound up having to be saved by a Jimmy Ward interception, if the referee doesn't botch a strip fumble six by Desmond King, the Texans are up 23-3, and that game takes on a whole different complexion. There were other games, too, in that stretch where just, like, you're watching the game, you're like, man, the Texans are just the better team here. How are they letting the Saints hang around in this game? How are they letting the Cardinals hang around in this? Or in the case of the Cardinals, they gave up a touchdown the Texans did on the very first play of the game, or like the first series, to Rondale Moore. So there were so many of those games where I'm like, man, if this were a prize fight and I were just judging it just based on how the two teams are playing and just watching them, the Texans are clearly the better football team, and yet they're letting some of these teams hang around in these games.
Right. So if you end up, if you are an improved team.
Right.
Because I don't know, when people tell me, like, well, the Texans, you know, they very easily could have only won 7 games last year. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's true. Like, you'll never get me with that, because you can say that about every team
Two-thirds
every year.
Two-thirds of the league, like, just, you can say that about.
Like, Bill O'Brien was right in saying that it was an 8-8 league.
For sure.
I mean, there is, a lot of times a 13-win season happens because you're, it's rare that a 13-win season is because, well, they just they didn't need the wins at the end of the year and they phoned it in.
Right.
Like, they were that good.
Right.
It could have easily been 10 wins.
Yeah.
Sometimes it could have been 15 wins. That's the way the NFL operates.
All right, John Harris is probably either in Pittsburgh or on their way to Pittsburgh pretty soon. Texan sideline reporter, founder of footballtakeover.com. He's been joining us at 8 o'clock throughout the week to give us his impressions of what he saw from the Texans. We will talk to him. What did he see at practice yesterday? And we'll get Johnny's thoughts as we head into the Pittsburgh game tomorrow, which you can hear right here on Sports Radio 610. Pregame starting at 3 o'clock. Kickoff at 6 o'clock. John Harris joins us next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. to be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.